Welcome to Spartan Athlete here on the Spartan Up Podcast. We talk to some of the best athletes in the business. They're going to give you tips and tricks and techniques on ways for you to conquer the course. Welcome back to Spartan Athlete. I'm Mappy Davis. This is Faye Morgan, a.k.a.
Fame OCR.
When did you start obstacle racing?
So right around 2011, 12, I live in Temecula, California.
And so you were at one of the first ones?
One of the first ones. In the early days of OCR when, you know, not a ton of people were turning out quite yet.
Right, where getting, I could still podium for my age group.
Kind of. Yeah, that just puts it into perspective for you.
Talk to me about what's changed. What do you have to do now that you didn't have to do back then in terms of training?
You really have to cover all your bases. So you can't rely on speed alone. You can't rely on strength alone. It's got to be the whole package. So from my background, I was a gymnast, so I had the upper body strength that a lot of women aren't born with. That was great. That's fine for a lot of jumping over the walls and the rigs. But my big thing is the heavy carries, which I hate doing.
Because you're a small person.
I'm a small person.
Let's talk about the advantages and disadvantages of being a shorter racer.
Okay, so you come upon the walls, the 8-foot walls. Those are tough for us. Kind of a no big deal for those 5'9" girls just jumping on over. So you got to either use a big jump reach or you use your feet. There's just different ways to attack it. I mean, there must be a dozen different ways to attack each obstacle, and you kind of figure that out.
And how, tell me, what's your approach to an 8-foot wall?
I take a running jump and I push off. I get a good leverage on that little block and then jump up, catch, and I have enough upper body strength to pull up and over.
Do that again? That was very cool.
It's very technical. Up, over. Almost like you're coming out of a pool, but you don't have the weight of the water to push you up.
Talk to me about your military background.
So I joined the Marine Corps out of college, and it was awesome. I didn't know what I wanted to do. I had this degree. I had a great college experience, and all of a sudden I'm like, oh, I got to go to the real world and do something real. And for me, being able to lead Marines in like real life situations and combat a few times was like what a better way to build your resume. So for me, it was an awesome experience.
And you have how many children?
4.
Talk to me about time to train, time to feed those kids, time to have time to yourself.
Yeah.
Time for your husband.
Right. That too. It's a lot of time management. So wake up in the morning, get the big kids off to school. I've got a 3-year-old daughter who goes to preschool twice a week, but she'll come to the gym with me. I've got a great childcare situation at the gym, so I can get training done then. I got a great at-home gym situation as well, so I can do some training at home while she's there hanging out, playing right alongside me. And I just make it work with my husband. He's a big-time skier, and he likes to hunt, so he gets to do his stuff, and then I get to do mine. This last weekend, he skied for 4 days in Mammoth, and I'm here for 4 days in Jacksonville, so we just kind of make it work, and it does.
What would you suggest to someone who says, I really want to train, but I can't commit to that kind of schedule? I just can't make the time like that.
So when it feels overwhelming, I like to do what's called chunking, and it's just kind of breaking it down to smaller chunks. So you don't need to go out for a 2-hour beast workout as if you're training for that beast race. Go out for 15. Go out for a 1 to 2 mile run or maybe a half mile run. Come back. Lift something heavy for 5 to 10 minutes. That's day one. Day two, maybe add on a little bit. Say, hey, I did that day one. I'm going to add on a little bit on day two. And just build. It's all about just building and break it into chunks. It gets overwhelming when we have this big picture of what we need to accomplish, but just break it down to those smaller pieces and you can do anything.
Thank you so much for listening to Spartan Athlete, part of our weekly series here on the Spartan Up Podcast. We have new content for you almost every single day to keep you on track. You can go to Spartan.com to find a race near you. You can subscribe and follow us on iTunes, Spotify. You can watch us here on YouTube. And you can also hit us up on Instagram at Spartan Up Podcast. We'd love to hear from you.